listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Maximum Arthritis Cream, both deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu, it works fast so you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers. All right, normally on Fridays, we tell you what to watch and what to not watch in the coming NFL schedule. But because we'll both be off next week, or this week or the next 2 days for the holidays, we're going to do it today. So this is like the gift that keeps on giving before the holiday season. The bye weeks are Kansas City and L.A. Good job, by the way. They put on a good show. They deserve the week off.
They deserve a break.
They deserve, and not only that, but they deserve a break for Thanksgiving. So they don't have to worry about going into the office on Thursday.
And listen, they scored enough points for three games.
Yes, they did. They can chill out for a while. Jared Goff said something interesting at the end of the game. He goes, well, I get to go home. I get to be home for Thanksgiving for the first time in a while. I go, wow, a while? That's weird.
Well, you think about it. He probably never was able to go home for college.
No, not for college and absolutely not for the pros. I mean,
if you're playing in a bowl game, you're stuck at your school.
I'd like to be 24, 25 years old, and the last time you remember Thanksgiving at home was like when you were 16.
You were in high school.
Yeah, man. All right, it starts on Thursday. The Detroit Lions taking on the Chicago Bears. Detroit loving playing Thanksgiving. Look, I like the Bears. I like watching the Bears. I don't get to see them a lot in my area, in my network television. So I'm gonna take this as a 3.5, not because the game is going to be competitive. I don't know. The Lions do play pretty good on Thanksgiving sometimes, so I won't be surprised if they give the Bears a game. But I like the Bears, and you should like watching the Bears, too. That defense is great. Offensive football seems to be winning the day, but good defense can sometimes steal the show, and the Bears can. 3.5 to 4 to me on this game. Maybe I'm going to go to 4 because I'm generous. No, so watch this one because it's also a tradition to watch the Lions on Thanksgiving
Day. It's a tradition to watch the Lions on Thanksgiving Day, and I think this is a good game for the Bears because a lot of people usually tend to watch the first game on Thanksgiving.
Yep, they do. That's right.
It's, you know, people are in the kitchen. I'm not gonna genderfy anything in this statement, but I probably just did making that statement. But you know, usually, there's people preparing food, preparing the meal, and then there's the other people who are just sitting around watching football, waiting for said meal to be done, who are being fed cheese and crackers the entire
time.
Yeah,
that's true. But also, too, like, and sometimes when I was living in Colorado, I had somebody in my house that was insisting on watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade to the very end, and that sometimes bled into the start of the game.
Right. Well, that's usually,
and that drove me crazy.
When that happens, you send them to the kids' room.
That's right. Yes. There's other TVs in this house.
Exactly.
Washington,
take the one outside.
Washington and Dallas. Hey, man, like we said, Colt McCoy don't lose to the Cowboys, and the Dallas has won 2 straight, both games on the road. They struggle at home a bit, but the Cowboys look like they've got something going on. They are 5-5, a game behind Washington. Take this as a 4 because, again, this is Thanksgiving, and I'll watch this game anyway, but the Redskins lead the division. They may not be the strongest division leader that we have in the NFL. Colt McCoy and the Redskins and against the Cowboys who have won 2 straight. I'll give it a 4. This is pretty good.
No, who doesn't want an NFC rivalry, NFC East rivalry, mid-afternoon on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, this is great.
I mean, that's what you hope for. And these two teams who, you know, the Redskins didn't even play that bad last week. I think it was the shock. Like, Alex Smith went down. It was like the shock of, okay, you know, Colt McCoy's got to come in. He's got to take over the team against the Texans. And the Texans are playing well.
Yeah.
This is actually a fun game because this has playoff implications right now.
Does totally have playoff implications. Somebody's got to win the division. It might as well be one of these two teams. Not going to be the Giants.
It's not going to be the Eagles.
Not going to be the Eagles either.
The Eagles don't want to win it either. They're like, we got our Super Bowl. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
So it will be one of these two teams, and that, you know, the intensity level should be high. And, hey, Colt McCoy always plays well against the Cowboys.
Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints, 4.5. Maybe I would have been a 5 if Atlanta was a decent team, but they're not. But here's the deal. It doesn't really matter what their record is. They're 4-6. Fact of the matter is Atlanta's got Matt Ryan, who leads the NFL in passing yards. Julio Jones leads the league in receiving yards. They have the second-best aerial attack in the game. Even though they're doing it because they're behind a lot, doesn't matter because they can throw the ball and New Orleans can score. This should be a fun, entertaining, one of those cool games. It's just not a 9-1 versus 9-1. It's not a Falcons team that's like 7-2 and chasing the Saints for the division. They, you know, not very good. They're not going to make the playoffs. But still, watch the Saints. If you haven't seen the Saints, come on.
Exactly.
I mean, watch the Saints. They're fantastic.
Anytime they're on the game's going to be 4+.
And they've had some nationally televised games or big Fox coverage this year. So there's no excuse, America, why you haven't watched the New Orleans Saints.
And the Falcons, they have a good team. They just can't figure out how to get it together. I mean, I understand their defense is banged up, and that's going to prove really bad for them because the Falcons are going to be in chase mode from the opening kickoff.
Oh, yeah, totally. And they don't run the ball very well. Devontae Freeman's been out. Mm-hmm. Tevin Coleman's not that great of a replacement for them. So they're going to throw. They're going to throw a lot, and this game should at least be entertaining. All right, let's go to Sunday. Jacksonville and Buffalo. Can you believe this was a playoff game last year?
You're making stories up, Tony.
I am. Yeah, no. Look it up in profootballreference.com. This actually was a wild card game last season.
Yeah, that's impossible.
These two teams, yuck. Josh Allen is back under center.
Yes.
I almost forgot his name. I'm sorry. Josh Allen is back, baby. But you know what's interesting about this game? This is why I'm giving it a 2. Because Jalen Ramsey called Josh Allen trash. All right. So what? Take with that whatever you will. This game should be a half a star at best. But all right. It's a 2 because Jalen Ramsey's trash talk. That's all I got. That's all I got for this one.
You have the rematch from last year. Can the Bills best the Jaguars? You know,
well,
seek revenge.
Yeah, last year they used Nathan Peterman, who threw 17, 18 interceptions.
Well, I heard they're bringing him back just for this one outing.
Yeah, just for this classic. Cleveland at Cincinnati. Hugh Jackson is on the Bengals. What does he do? He's on the Bengals side. What's he doing there? Is he a coordinator? Is he a consultant? What does he do? I don't know what his job is. Who cares? Cincinnati and the Browns. The Browns haven't won on the road in a decade? I don't know. One and a half. Watch it because Baker Mayfield might feel dangerous on Thanksgiving weekend. So there you go.
The Browns needed to have played on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that would have been great.
Put them anywhere else in there. I think Browns against Saints would have been entertaining.
I'd like to know. I might look this up. Have the Browns ever played on Thanksgiving? Even when they were good, like in the 80s, have they ever played on Thanksgiving?
Well, no, probably not because they'd either have to. Because for the longest time, it was only Detroit and Dallas.
Yeah, it was Detroit and Dallas. So
they didn't
add
a third game until, what, like 10 years ago?
I'll have to look it up. But even then, you still got an AFC team that would play Detroit or Dallas every now and then. They would not have put Cleveland, even when Cleveland was good with like Bernie Kosar, they would not have put them in Dallas for Thanksgiving. The schedule makers would not have done that. That game was always, it felt like when I was younger, it was always Washington. It was always some other divisional rival or some other NFC rival that played the Cowboys. I remember the Dolphins because Leon Lett in the snow went for a ball that he shouldn't have. I remember that.
Okay, what's what's the over-under of Hugh Jackson references?
Oh, 7, 8, 9. Maybe more than that. Maybe 20.
There he is coordinating against his former team.
Hugh Jackson's going to like that against his former team.
Yeah, what? I don't even know what position he has. It's like they just gave it to him.
It was like, come on board and just hang out with the team for a while.
What if they let him go after this game? It's like, we just wanted you to play coach against the Browns.
That's all we needed. We just needed your input. That's it. Goodbye. Have a good one. The Patriots at the Jets. Patriots off a bye week and that loss to Tennessee. Jets off a bye week as well. And Sam Darnold may not play because of the hurt foot. If Sam Darnold doesn't play, this is a 0 because the Patriots should roll. But with Sam Darnold playing, this is still a 0 because he's not that great right now. I wouldn't watch this if it was the only game on my television. This is one like I would just follow on my phone. And even that, I wouldn't even care. The only reason I do care is because Tom Brady is my starting quarterback in the fantasy league at the station in which I'm in last place. So that's, I really don't care, apparently.
Keeping the 0 dream alive.
Keeping the dream alive. 0 this game.
This game, I don't have a feeling for it at all. It's just,
they might fire Todd Bowles at halftime.
I think they should.
Yeah, why not? So, all right, let's get to the next game. The Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. Now we're talking. This is a classic. Can the Giants make it 3 in a row and give us a little bit of, hey, all right, G-men? And can the Eagles figure out why they're the Super Bowl champs that are struggling? I don't know. Give it a 2 because it's a division rival and the Giants are playing a little bit better. That's all I got. And the Eagles, I like the Eagles good, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not an Eagles fan, but I like the Eagles good. I don't like the Eagles struggling and terrible. All right, so give it that. But this is a two. This is a two for me at the most, maybe 1.5.
Well, I'm almost on the fence of giving this one a 3, just because there's a lot of interesting storylines. I mean, the last 2 weeks, is it just a fluke? How well they've been playing? And the Eagles, I mean, if the Eagles lose to the Giants, what does this say really about the Super Bowl champions?
Oh, good point. Good point.
You know, I mean, we're all assuming that the Eagles are going to beat the Giants, but the Eagles have not looked good at all.
No,
I mean, I understand, you know, they're not going to look good against the Saints. I'm sorry. The Saints are on a whole nother level this year. This is the Saints. It's a charmed year for the Saints. But they haven't really looked good in a lot of football games. And I'm waiting for us to be the Monday morning quarterback and the overreaction if the Eagles were to lose to the Giants. And will people in Philadelphia all of a sudden start giving back, you know, saying, we know we don't deserve the trophy, and, you know, because Philadelphia fan can go crazy.
Yeah, but this is new territory for them because they never won a Super Bowl, so they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll have the rest of the games from the NFL Sunday, including the Monday night matchup with Tennessee and Houston, give you your thoughts on what you should watch and what you should not watch this weekend as the holiday is approaching on SB Nation AM.
Are you wearing your hat too much to cover that hairline?
Well, yes. Yes, I am.
Go to forhims.com/cheer for help. That's forhims.com/cheer. Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, so we got Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, and then the next day is Black Friday. And from Black Friday through November 27th, you're going to want to go to your local O'Reilly Auto Parts, because during these 5 days only, O'Reilly Auto Parts will offer incredible sale prices on products your vehicle uses every day. So you can stock up and save big on maintenance chemicals, motor oil, wiper blades. I'm always changing my wiper blades. Tool sets, which are really cool, and more. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. We go through the list of the NFL games. We kind of give you an idea what to watch, what to avoid this weekend. If you're looking for options, we left it off with the San Francisco Giants at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston will start until Ryan Fitzpatrick takes over, and then Jameis Winston will start again until Ryan Fitzpatrick takes over. Meanwhile, Nick Mullins will just keep moving along, the rookie quarterback for San Francisco. Okay, Nick Mullins, enough to make this a game, make this to warrant a couple of stars? Not really. Tampa Bay, I just read the stat. Tampa Bay is tied with the Rams for the most completions over 15 yards, but they're 3-7. They're not 10-1 like the Rams are.
Well, you got to remember they have 500 yards of total offense and scored 3 points.
That's right. First team in NFL history to pull that off. So, this is a one. This is a one game, unfortunately.
I guess if you're a fan, watch the game.
Watch the game. If you like Nick Mullins and you're from Southern Miss, watch the game. Excuse me. Carolina at Seattle. Oh, this is good. I don't know who Carolina is right now. I don't know who Seattle is right now, right? Is Seattle this sneaky good? Like, is Seattle at 5-5? They lost to the Rams in a tight game. They lost to the Chargers. They bounced back with a win against the Packers. What do we make of Seattle? What do we make of Carolina? Find out. This is a 3.5 game for me.
There is some interest. I mean,
maybe a 4.
A team that with the biggest identity crisis I've ever seen is the Carolina Panthers.
No question.
I mean, they started off so hot. They were looking really good, cruising. They were 6-2 at one point, weren't they?
Yeah.
Or 5-2 or something like that.
They were 5-2.
And now they've lost 2 straight.
Yeah.
And not even decent losses. They've looked bad in those losses.
No, they were 6-2. I just looked it up.
They were 6-2.
They were 6-2 at one point.
Now they're 6-4, right?
Yep.
So, I mean,
yeah, they lost to the Steelers and then last weekend.
But they've looked bad in those losses. Like, they've looked like they don't belong. Like, you know, I mean, last week they had a chance to win it. Had Cam Newton just completed a simple 5-yard pass to a wide open guy in the end zone.
Wide open guy, so threw
or
it over
for
his head.
A wide open guy for the 2-point.
2-point conversion, threw it over his head.
Not even close.
Oakland and Baltimore. Hear me out on this. I'm going to give this a 3, and here's why. I want to see Lamar Jackson more, okay? I want to see Lamar Jackson more, because he could be the exciting spark in Baltimore. Joe Flacco is, you know, I don't know, boring, but he's a Super Bowl champion, but he's boring. What else can I say? I like Lamar Jackson. I think it would be fun. This is a three only because of that, and only because I want to see how John Gruden messes this up, because winning last week destroyed my narrative on the Raiders tanking this season. But Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, that should be fun. Watch that game.
No, I'm with you. I just hope they don't hand the ball or he doesn't take 27 rushing attempts again.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want him to rush 27 times.
At the same time, I kind of want him to do it.
Yeah, because he's good at it. He's good at it.
Yeah, it's one of those things like, Gruden, deal with this one. Or is that your guy?
All right, I got it. This is a good one right here. Arizona at the Chargers. Okay, now, Ron, you can correct me here. We have been talking about how the Chargers just aren't drawing any fans. Nobody's going. But who's going to the game are the fans of the opposing teams. Does Arizona have a fan base that's willing to travel to L.A. to watch them? Do they have a fan base at all that would be interested in this game? This game might be played in front of family and friends.
I think it will be.
I mean, this might be like your typical like middle school volleyball game, right?
This will be the game that, hey, you know what? It's a ticket giveaway to your local youth camp.
Exactly.
Maybe to some of the first responders that are still helping out the situation in Southern California.
That's what you're doing here.
Cardinal fan will travel to L.A., but they'll be hitting Disneyland instead.
Yeah, they won't be going to this
game.
They'll
watch the game on their phone while they're standing in line for Space Mountain.
I want to see the aerial shots of this game at StubHub Center to see how the layout is.
You'll probably end up seeing a lot of team jerseys.
What about, okay, real quick, Josh Rosen. Any UCLA fans filling the stadium for this one?
Yeah, you'll have a few.
Yeah?
You have to take a prizes of the right, come down. Rosen family will be there in attendance.
They'll be there. The Rosen Bruin fan base will be showing up.
That'll cover, like Section A.
Right, Section A.
Which is 13 seats.
Yeah, Pittsburgh at Denver. The Steelers have won six in a row. Broncos defense still pretty good. This was a really good matchup when Peyton Manning was the quarterback. Not so much anymore. But look, it's Denver, their home. It's a tough place to play. Broncos Stadium at Mile High. Steeler fans travel really well, especially in Denver. They eat up. They gobble up those tickets. For me, it's a five because my daughter's a Denver Broncos fan. Having been born in Colorado, so she's a Broncos fan. We'll watch this at our house if we get it. But I don't think the average American sports fan who's not interested in this should pay too much attention. So 3.5? Too generous?
Nah, you know what? I'd give it just a little bit more. I mean, we saw a Steelers team kind of struggle last week against the Jaguars.
Really did. Yep.
And, the Broncos actually beat the Chargers, which was kind of surprising. I'm not saying, these same situations are going to happen, but, maybe the Broncos have kind of figured out their team a little bit after starting off really, really slow. And maybe the Steelers are suffering from, was it just a hangover from Le'Veon Bell? Or now is it, okay, the Le'Veon Bell saga's over. We can kind of relax a little bit. It was almost like they were out to prove, like, hey, we don't need Bell.
Yeah.
And then they go up against the Jaguars team that's been playing terrible this year. And it was like, maybe you guys do need Bell. It was really bizarre.
Well, okay. I can buy that. I'll keep it at 3.
Then here's my question to you. And
yes.
I know it's your favorite highlight of all time, but will they show Tim Tebow's throw?
I hope not. I hope that it gets beaten down like the dead horse that it is. I don't want to see that ever again. Whenever I just feel down on myself, I just watch it to give me more agony and pain. How
this is just
Dick LeBeau was like, cover zero, baby, cover zero. He can't throw. Miami against Indianapolis. The Colts have won four in a row. Miami's not a good football team, but the Colts look like
Tannehill's
they're surging.
Coming back.
But Tannehill is coming back. I would watch this to see how good the Colts are. I saw them last week against Tennessee. They just throttled the Titans. I mean, just throttled them. I like Andrew Luck a lot. I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's back to Andrew Luck ways. It's one thing to be back in the NFL. It's another to be back the way people expect you to be back, and he is. I wouldn't go overboard with this one, but watch it if it's on your area because it would be a 3.5 for me just because the Colts look pretty good.
Yeah, it'll be entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how well Andrew Luck is playing. He's been playing. He's getting better each week, and see if we can keep that gravy train rolling for him.
I need to look up what he's taught when he does these Captain Andrew Luck tweets, how he's describing the Dolphins.
Maybe the Fishmen?
The Fishmen, yeah, because he's done very well with the other opponents, putting them in a Civil War context. What do you do with a sea mammal? I don't know. Nevertheless, the final game on Sunday night will be Green Bay and Minnesota. Love it. I love this one. I like Green Bay anyway, even though they're struggling. And Minnesota now coming off that loss to Chicago. Both these teams desperately need to win if they want to be hovering around any sort of semblance of a wild card. So I like this one. It's a 4.5. Good game Sunday night.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is a rivalry. You know, we're it's like the perfect ending to rivalry week to me. I mean, when you look at this game, it's like this is what you want.
Point.
You want these two teams to be kind of facing off. The only thing I wish it was at Lambeau.
Yeah, I do wish it was at Lambeau.
I think Lambeau should host all home games during the wintertime.
Yeah, I like that. Tennessee and Houston. Boy, what a letdown this game is on Monday night, huh?
Oh, no. What are you talking about? It was hyped on Monday.
Texans, baby. 7 in a row? Yay, that's awesome. And Titans need to bounce back. If Marcus Mariota should play. Had a stinger last week against the Colts. This is a 3 only because the Texans are sharp and they won 7 straight.
I get to watch Deshaun Watson.
How the Titans get 2 Monday night football games in a 4-week period? Wow.
Yeah, watch this game for Deshaun Watson. See what
Deshaun
he can do,
Watson,
America.
See what he can do. And J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt is
They already know what he can do.
That's true. That is a very good point. There's your watchability games from the NFL.